Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
All right, everybody, how you doing? Joseph Gibson here on Blog Talk Radio. All right. Hello, people in the chat room. Hello, Leroy Dickinson. Hello, Flycatch. Hello, Bitbanker. Where's Bridget Pruitt? She was on there too, Bridget Pruitt, and many guests in the chat room, and many of you on the call line tonight. Okay, we got a good show here lined up, I think. All right, who the hell's messaging me? Nonsense here, hang on, okay, goodbye, okay, I'm on the radio, get out of my phone. It's the nonsense people around my state here. I deal with a lot of nonsense around here. Boy. We're not doing a family and friends show tonight, folks, so don't be texting me about nonsense that's going on Willow Pet Road in Reidsville. I don't want to hear it. Tonight, we're talking about more important things, and I'm telling you right now. All right? I'm telling you something right now. We're dealing with this sexual harassment nonsense where we already knew these politicians, these actresses, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders now, Al Franken. Hang on, guys, excuse me one second. Stop. Someone send a message to that individual to stop text messaging me. I know there's people on the line right now, and I'm talking about people here in Reidsville. Her name is Sabrina. Can someone please tell her I'm live on the radio, stop text messaging me and blowing up my phone right now? Okay? Stop it. I'm live on the radio. Knock it off. Knock it off. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, God. Okay. You'll be dealt with in the future. Trust me. All right, anyway, back to the radio show here. You know, this is why I didn't want to pull the family and friends into this, because most of my family's so screwed up in the head anyway. All right. Anyway, let's go beyond that here tonight. Get back to these congressmen and United States senators who are feeling women up. They're taking. I mean, this Franken character here, who out there? I think he's in Minnesota. Is he in Minnesota? I guess he was took a picture of feeling up a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader who went on tour during the war in Iraq, where they do shows, and you know the cheerleaders give blowjobs to all the soldiers, you know, on the side. Yeah, come on now. And I guess she's real respectable now, and she's a newscaster, and you know, she wants to you know, expose this U.S. senator. And then we got this other guy, Moore, here, who's a senator running in Alabama. And apparently all these women are coming out of the woodwork 40 years later. 40 years later. He kissed me without my permission. He kissed me without my permission. Oh, bullshit. Bullshit. We all know how corrupt Hollywood is. We all know how women, when they're young, will sell their ass to get to that point where other people are, like J-Lo and Beyonce. They'll do anything they can do to get there. Come on now. So Harvey Weinstein, there's a thousand of them in Hollywood. We know Hollywood is perverted. I mean, we know the movies are perverted. We know everything is. But let's talk about issues that are going to face us and affect us. Why? Why can't Donald Trump get anything done? Why is this tax bill? I read the tax bill, folks. I read the tax bill. Folks, you got to stop this person in Reedsville that's blowing up my phone. You got to. Somebody, please. I'm live on the radio. They're blowing my phone up. And that, you know, you got to stop this, please. All right. I'm trying to do a radio program here. And you see, in the past, I've done family and friends show. And instead, they want to hack into my show tonight and harass me. And I don't need this right now. Okay. I don't need this. And they started at 6 o'clock when the show started. I need them to stop this. Okay? I'm on the radio. I can't handle your freaking problems right now, and I don't really care. Anyway, my first caller here tonight is going to be my good friend Tone. But before I do, I want to talk about, I want to put this out there too. I'm trying to do an introduction here. That's what I'm trying. Trying to do an introduction here, and I'm being harassed by people in my area. So I'm just going to go ahead, and I'm going to skip the introduction, okay, for now. But this person is going to pay for what they're doing. I'm telling you that right now. All right, go ahead, Tone. Live on the air, bring it out to us. Go ahead. I wanted to put some points out there about what's going on here. I can't call congressmen and U.S. senators when I've got assholes blowing up my phone with their because of their miserable wives. But go ahead, Tone. Go ahead, Tone. You're live on the air.
How are you doing, Joseph?
I apologize.
Besides the text messages.
I'm not doing too good right now because, you know, you see, what I did is I tied business in with family. And I had a family and friends show a few weeks ago. And they think they can call me during the show anytime I have a radio show. And you see, we have people that can't wipe their own ass without their mommy and daddy helping them in my family. And that's my personal family. By the way, they're scum like Fat Ass Mike. You remember Mike out in Wisconsin, Tone. I believe you had it out with him a couple times. Fat Ass Mike. And then I got a couple other ones down here in Reedsville, North Carolina. But anyway, Tone, let's bypass that. Let's talk about the issues that are affecting us today. And let's talk about some of the topics I brought up. Why can't Donald Trump get anything done? Do you think Donald Trump will get one freaking bill passed in the House or Senate? Do you think he'll be able to sign one law into effect?
It hasn't even been a year. It hasn't even been a year, and I think he's got a lot done. He's colluded with Russia. He has done multiple different acts.
He freed
like
those basketball players, didn't he, Tone? He freed those basketball players, right?
So?
those UCLA the basketball players, UCLA players that were caught stealing in China. He got them freed from China. They were facing 10 years in jail in China for shoplifting. He got them freed. He got them released and returned home safely.
So he released thieves.
Well, look, they got caught shoplifting. They were facing 10 years.
Is that a thief or not?
It's a thief, Tom, but look, they're college basketball players, and everyone makes a mistake.
I don't care if they're Hollywood stars. They're not above the rules in China, just like the Chinese aren't above the rules when they come over here.
So you think 10 years in jail to ruin these college kids' lives is a fair sentence? Is a fair
sentence?
I never said it was fair.
Well,
then that's my point. I'm saying Tone got these gentlemen released.
Your point is if it's fair, and I'm already saying I never said it was fair. I don't think it's fair. But that's another country's rules. You don't choose what's going on in another country and tell them what the rules are going to be. Just like another country can't tell us what the rules are.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm going to agree with you in a way, Tone. I'm going
to
agree with you in Brother Mercy, my co-host. Hang on, I got Brother Mercy, one of my co-hosts, sports co-hosts, and he's going to actually do it. And I would like you to do your own show sometimes on my network, Ed Mandelicon and Brother Mercy. I've been working on that. I apologize. I haven't contacted some of you guys in the past trying to do your own show.
I have some good news for you, Joseph.
Yeah, all right, real quick before I connect, Brother Mercy, go ahead.
Okay, it's not really that great of news, but I'm not gonna say the show that did it, but there's a show on Sirius Satellite that had you on there and you've been getting goofed on almost every single day. Anytime somebody says something stupid on the show, they have your voice going, "I'm Joseph Gibson." They also have.
Well, can you give me the information where my intelligence people could look this up and maybe we can look into this? Because
connect the dots of what I've told you before. I don't want to say it because I don't want to get involved in any of this. But
so you say
you
Howard,
are,
does Howard Stern have something to do with this? Howard Stern?
I don't know, Joseph. I mean, put the connection
all
together.
All right, we're on satellite radio. All right. Tone, all right, that's fine. You're saying I've reached out to Howard Stern and he hasn't gotten back to me.
Well, they played the clip of you challenging him, saying you were going to give him an IQ test, and then I never noticed you said this, but you said I guarantee he'll get a negative zero, and that was goofed on for so long because they said I've never heard an idiot ever say there was a negative zero. And they couldn't stop making fun of you about how you said there was a negative zero, and they said, what a thing. Somebody's stupid trying to challenge them. And then
that's fine. Howard Stern. Well, my phone line's open on Sundays and Thursdays. I mean, is their phone line open? I don't want to call into a radio show where I'm going to be put on hold and be edited and screened, and they're going to twist my words around and make me look like a jackass. I mean, I wouldn't do that to Howard Stern or Robin or his other lackey there, the other guy there.
I never
got
said
the monkey
it was
mouth,
them.
You know? Well, then I need to know, Tone. Privately, can you tell me as privately off the air who these people are?
Yeah, I could probably do that, but they made fun of you for saying that your grandmother, like, they have all these extraordinary things that you have said on the show, such as you were the leader of the Latin Kings, that your grandmother came back from the dead, you've had a near-death experience. They were showing all the crazy things that you say. And they said, this guy is the most extreme person and the dumbest person we've ever heard speak. And they've been making fun of you so bad, dude. And some of the things are funny, though. You got to understand. It's played out.
I don't mind. Yeah, of course. We can make everything into being funny. But if they're making fun of my grandmother on worldwide satellite radio, I'm going to have to look into this. And I'll tell you what, John,
sure.
I'm no dummy, and I'll destroy them.
Well,
and
don't say
my
that.
Phone
That's,
line's
gonna,
always open.
They're going to use that, too. Don't say you're
well,
no dummy.
Well, yeah, they could use that, too.
But
look, how about this, Tone?
It's
I'm going to give them this right now. Hang on. my personal cell phone number, I've always put it out here on the line before, so this isn't something special, is 336-419-7236. Call me live on your stupid satanic radio show, and I'll take your IQ test, but don't you dare ever make fun of my grandmother or take clips and edit my voice, because I know what these Hollywood people do. And if it's Howard Stern, that's fine. If it's not, then
from Howard Stern that I watched. I found another clip of you. There was one with a penis where somebody was saying that they were electrocuting their penis, and they were making fun of you because you said, was this prescribed by a doctor? And they couldn't stop laughing about how they couldn't just come up with something so crazy and you don't question it. And then they were making fun of you for being just dumb, but it was funny.
Well, and guys, for all the people that are tuning in tonight, we know Tone's not full of baloney because I've posted this, actually, some of the clips where I've been on the Howard Stern show, and there's a link in the chat room right now, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it. And, you know, Howard's just getting too old. Yeah, I agree with you in the chat room. So let's make an audio and sell it, and let's profit, you know. So, and then Flycatch Joe, there is a -0 in computing. Okay, you know, I understand. Hey, that's fine. I mean, people can make fun of me
in
all
computing.
They want. That's great. That's fine, you know. But I give, you know, Tone, I got thick skin, and I'll give it back 100%. But, Tone, stay on the line. Let's bring on my other co-host and my sports show co-host, Brother Mercy. See what he has to say.
He got more shit than you did. I can't wait to hear him.
Oh, well, Brother Mercy got made fun of, too? Uh-oh.
Oh,
uh-oh.
My God.
Brother
yes.
Mercy, you're famous thanks to my show. Hey, Brother Mercy, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I would like to hear my voice on there, too. I mean, I really would like to hear it. You know, I don't know why they would make fun of me, you know. Like I said, who is Brother Mercy? You know, I'm nobody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not a Howard Stern, and I'm not in Hollywood. So why is Brother Mercy so important? So if I'm that important,
well,
to
what
these
is
guys,
Brother Mercy?
They're important.
They're making money off of us. They're making ratings off of us, and that's what they're doing.
But I mean, I get that.
Well, he must be important, Tone.
I mean, you know, I kind of feel special, you know.
They called you special.
That's okay. They can do that. You know what? They can do that. Because if I'm that big, they got to say my name on Hollywood or whatever. If they got to put my name out there, that lets me know either they're coming down or I'm going up.
That's right.
There you go.
Amen. And Tone, we know you're on the way up because, Tone, you're an instigator. I know that for 100%
biggest instigator ever.
I know you are, Tone. I know you are. You are an instigator, and you're scanning these airwaves 24/7. It makes me wonder, what the hell job do you have? What are you doing traveling the world? You know, I want to know, who is this Tone? But anyway, Tone, I really know who you are, but I'm not going to put it out there because that's radio, you know. We can't do that. You know, I mean,
sure.
I know who Tone is. Tone and I have gone at it. We've thrown punches on the air, you know. But the thing of it is, he's always come back for more, and so have I. But I want to say something. Howard Stern or any satellite radio network out there, I gave you my cell phone number. You want to call me and challenge me live on the air, you go right ahead. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You guys will split hell wide open when you get there because I know I'm right and you're wrong. Okay? So let's put it that way. But making fun of my grandmother? That there is uncalled for. My grandmother has come through perilous times and has shown how God can heal a person. So for Hollywood to make fun of my grandmother, who's called into this show, is absolutely disgusting. disgusting. And I will use all my resources, powers, and energy to destroy these scum. I mean, they're being destroyed on themselves by being perverted and being shown they're being perverted. Look at Harvey Weinstein. I mean, look at this guy. Look at Franken now, the senator there. Look at all these senators that are coming out with their New World Order. And I always told you guys that the New World Order is filled with what? What? Perversion. Perversion. And Howard Stern is a pervert. Howard Stern is a pervert. We know he's a Jew pervert. He's part of the club. We know that. That's why he's so popular. You know? I mean, we know he's a pervert, and we know all these people in Hollywood are perverts. And this is why the world, you know, Satan does very miraculous things. He makes you popular, rich, and powerful. But then, look what happens. Look what he does to you. He eats your conscience away. I mean, imagine what it's like to be made fun of, like these senators are being made fun of on TV now. Would you like to live that type of life, Tone? I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't want 30 reporters out on my doorstep shining cameras at me, watching everything I do when I go to the bathroom, making sure I don't wipe my rear end the wrong way, that they're going to make fun of it. You know, I mean, that's what they're doing. I mean, who wants to live that type of life? You know what I mean? I mean,
Joseph, let me say something. I'm sorry. I ain't got no sympathy for these lawmakers. I'm sorry. I got no sympathy for them. I mean, to me, they no different than these dirty cops. I mean, they're getting in trouble. They're getting in trouble. They had a documentary on it. When these guys get accused of whatever they're doing, guess who pays for that, Joseph? Guess who pays?
Who? I got a question for you, Brother Mercy. Instead of people saying that you're stupid, why don't you prove it right now, Brother Mercy? Explain what you would do different in the government. Let's pretend the whole government is gone. Now the chance.
Hang on, we lost Brother Mercy. Brother Mercy got disconnected on us real quick. He'll call back in. His call dropped by accident. We got too many people on the line tonight, so I apologize. I connected too many people, so he dropped because my phone lines are pretty much packed here. So, and people, if you want to press the number one and get on, let me check the chat room here. Maybe people are trying to get on. That's what happened. I don't know. We the people around concurred. I am the universe. Welcome to the program tonight. Welcome. I always welcome you on the program. I hopefully you'll call in and join us again in the future. Bitbanker, he's in the chat room. I got about 7 guests. Leroy Dickinson, I don't know if you want to jump on the program or not.
Bitbanker always gets compliments. He always gets compliments.
Well, Bitbanker's a supporter of the program. He's a supporter of the program. I mean, you know, we got Fat Mike off the program, the lazy dairy farmer out there in Wisconsin. We got him off the program because we found out what he was all about on our family and friends show. He's a gold digger. He's a money hungry bastard. That's what he is. And his day will come, and he's going to have to meet his maker and roll. And if they could fit him in a coffin, you know, then fine. But he's going to roll over in his grave. Because what he has done to this family.
Joseph, that's
go ahead, Tone.
Don't you think as a Christian that's some of the most horrible things you can possibly say about a human being?
Oh, no. Well, I forgive him. I forgive him for what he has done.
That's
but I have a right to judge him. I have a right to judge
no,
him.
No, you don't.
So said.
No, you
yes,
don't.
I, oh, I don't. What does Corinthians 5 say?
Where does your authority come from? Tell me.
Paul say that are we not able to judge the smallest matters of the world, even?
No, he didn't say
are
that.
Are we not? Didn't Paul say
and,
yes?
And
oh,
also,
well,
and also,
he didn't.
And also, it doesn't
oh,
matter.
Thought,
it doesn't matter what
find,
Paul
oh,
says.
Oh, he did not?
Paul doesn't trust
Maybe
Jesus
I,
Christ. Jesus Christ himself said, judge others who ought to be judged. How does Paul all of a sudden trump Jesus Christ, in your opinion?
Do you want me to get Dr. Ventura on here? Do you want me to get him on here? And we can start talking
get
about
him
judging?
On. Last time he cried like a baby. Get him on. Get him on.
All right, I'll put him on. I'll get him on. I'll try to get him on, or I'm going to get Brother Lewis on. because Brother Lewis I want to pull on too. But that's a Brother Murphy.
Yeah,
where the hell did you go?
I want to hear my business talk.
I got your line open, Brother Murphy. Where'd you go? His phone must have died. Something must have happened. I don't know where Brother Murphy went. Maybe he's having trouble getting back on. I don't know.
Hey, could you get my bitches on the phone, though? Lewis and the bitch from San Diego.
I can't hear you, Tone. Go ahead, say that again.
Oh, I'm saying that, Joseph. I said, could you get my two bitches on the phone? The two Baptist bitches that I have.
All right. I'm trying to get them, Tone. And remember, everyone else that's on the line, it may seem a little clouded because we've got too many people on the line tonight. Maybe I need to start maybe knocking people off, but hang on. Let's get Dr. Ventura on the line. This may knock somebody off, so just be patient and call back in if it does. I can only hold 50 callers. That's a problem. I'm not Howard Stern, you know. So I can't have 1,000 people on my one phone line, and you know. So but anyway.
Hello.
Hey, Dr. Peter Ventura, how you doing? We're talking a little biblical here, and we got back into Howard Stern here tonight. And apparently we have been spoken about again on satellite radio, maybe not on the Howard Stern show, but other radio programs. But I don't want to get into that right now. Dr. Ventura, I got a biblical question for you. I'm talking about Corinthians, where Paul says, are we not to judge the smallest matters of the world? I don't have the exact biblical verse right here. But aren't Christians to judge each other in the smallest matters of the world? Are we? We're not supposed to judge whether or not we're saved or not, but we can judge the matters of the world. Am I right or wrong? Can you talk to me here?
Well, certainly. You're first of all, thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. You caught me on the road, though. I got to be honest with you. I'm with my grandson, so I only have a few minutes here, but I'll be glad to answer this question. And you're right, Joe. You're absolutely correct. We can't tell if somebody's saved, but if they're not living a Christian life and they say they're saved and they're living in sin, then the Bible tells us we should get away from them.
So that's one thing. Wait, hold on. Let me ask a bitch question.
But the other thing is that we should judge matters of life. You know, how do I know what's good and evil if I don't judge it? And what do we judge it by? The standard is the Word of God. That's what our judgment should be. So when I do something, am I going to do something that's – excuse me?
I said from the Catholic Bible. Did you tell your grandson that you're my bitch too?
Is that nice talk in front of the grandson and my wife and my children here?
I don't give a shit what it is.
Come on, Tom.
I know, because you're a Catholic hoe in the closet. Why don't you come out of the closet? You've been in the closet long enough. That's your problem. You're frustrated, and you're geeky, and you're a Catholic, and you're in the closet. And you and your bishop and your archbishop are probably having a relationship.
Guys, hang on, Tone,
give me a break here, Tone, all right, Dr. Ventura dropped, hang on, Tone, I'm going to read you something biblical right now, this is straight from the King James Bible, please.
That's only 400 years old.
It's two paragraphs long, hang on, and I got other callers here, be patient. Because I'm going to give you the reason why I'm able to judge the matters of the world.
Do you not believe
in the Bible?
No, I don't believe
you don't?
You have no authority. You have no authority over the Bible. You've already changed
the
Bible.
I have no authority
so
over the Bible.
A cult. Yeah, you're a cult, though. How am I going to believe anything you say?
All right, but you're stupid.
How does your brain able to judge anything when you can't even make common sense judgments, yet you can interpret the Bible?
Why? Because my words are twisted around and edited on other radio shows. Tone, can you give me a minute, Tone, to read? Read something. Tone, can
I
read, please?
No, because it's only 500 years old. I'm not going to listen to a book that's 500 years old.
All right, so you don't believe in the Bible. Okay, well, then you're right. I can't read anything. But Tone, I'm going to read it for the other people before I connect another caller, because we do have authority to judge the matters of the world, and I'm going to read it to you from the Bible.
You can say you have whatever you want, but you're not. You're not.
All right, you're
going to
interrupt me, so I'm not going to be able to talk.
Sorry,
but I have a verse here that states very clearly that we're able to, and I'm going to tell you right now, folks, if you want to know how you're able to judge people in this world, it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and chapter 6, okay? That's how you're able to judge. Now, you cannot judge whether or not someone's going to hell or heaven. You can't do that. But you can judge things that are happening in the world, whether or not this guy stole, whether or not this guy is wrong or he's a liar.
How about slaves?
You can judge those things. Or if
are
these
you,
senators
are, you allowed to have
are perverts.
Too? Are you allowed to
all right,
have
let's
slaves?
Bring another. I'm bringing on Leroy Dickinson. I'm bringing on Leroy Dickinson. Go
are
ahead.
You able to have slaves? Oh, well, we'll just avoid when it's difficult. Okay,
no, I can't have slaves. No, I cannot have
why?
Slaves.
Why? Jesus said slaves obey your masters. Jesus said slaves obey your masters. Jesus never said it was wrong. And also, the Old Testament talks about how slavery is okay in Leviticus 21.
Slavery
so
was a workmanship back then, but they were dealing with work and plowing fields. Obviously, if I'm out there plowing a field, I should obey my master. Or if I'm putting a tire on a truck and my manager says, change those other three tires, I need to obey them. You know, think about common sense, Tone.
No, Tone,
common sense.
You've
got to use common sense, Tone.
Common
sense.
How about
just
common sense, Joseph? How about actually getting an education and not relying on just saying common sense? How about that?
All right, so let's bring on another opinion here real quick here, and then anyone else who wants to jump in, you got to press the number one. All right, background noise. Background noise, please. All right, Leroy Dickinson, you're on the phone. Go ahead, live, talk. You get two,
yeah,
3 minutes,
everyone.
4 minutes. Go ahead. How you doing?
I'm just getting to say good evening,
bro?
Man. Tone gets me laughing and everything else all the time. He always gets me laughing, but man, that was awful rude calling to Ventura a bitch, man. You can argue and dispute someone. You can't do that, man.
Oh, I did.
That was wrong.
Leroy, what do you think about this Howard Stern nonsense? And they're making fun of my grandmother, and they're making fun of me, and they're talking about me on satellite radio.
It might not even be Howard Stern. Who knows? Tone could be making all the damn shit up for all we know. I mean,
no,
he got a lot of time when he's driving.
We got the links. No, hang on, Leroy. No, he's not, because we got the links. And I posted on my Facebook page. Actually, we have been on the Howard Stern show. What he's saying is true.
Who listens to Howard Stern? A bunch of damn losers. So why even worry about it? I mean, you know. You're talking about some 6'8", tall, skinny, lanky, long has-been that once had a decent radio show, but now sucks, got kicked off of America's Got Talent, he's too damn ugly.
I agree with that.
You know,
I like that one, absolutely right. And his big Shylock
Nosey's face on there, I mean.
That big Shylock
every time he'd get up to hug Heidi Klum, she'd have to freaking go freshen up after the next commercial break. But I mean, I don't know, man. I never liked Howard Stern to begin with. I tried to listen to his radio show, and you know what? The problem with if you was an adult alone at night driving a tractor trailer, which your private part in your hand, you might want to listen to him. But for anybody with any common sense trying to get some real work or something done, they wouldn't listen to him. You know,
Stern is the universe. Stern is Mossad. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that someone typed in the chat room, but I am the universe. And let's see. And there are a couple links actually for Bitbanker posted
Stern
a couple links about a Mossad. Stern is Mossad.
Yeah.
What's a Mossad? I don't know what that means. If I am the universe.
Yeah, I don't know. If I was to make a definition out of the way we just described them, it'd be a big 6'8" tall linky loser. That must be what a Mossad is.
I don't know. I don't know where Brother Mercy took off to. He was talking and he disappeared on us. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he got blocked. I don't know.
It's like
who
a
knows?
Magic show.
A Mossad, Hebrew. We're talking Hebrew and Aramaic now in the chat room, guys. Mossad is responsible for intelligence collection, covert operations, and counterterrorism. I don't know if that's how Stern I am the universe. I don't know about that.
what Leroy has had to say here, like I said, I mean, I originally wanted to call a congressman tonight or a senator and find out why we can't get a tax bill passed in this country, why we can't get health care reversed and repealed like they promised. I mean, that was the original intention of this show. What's that?
It's not in their interest.
Because it's sex and balance.
It's not in their, amen. It's not in their interest because they're criminals. They're criminals. And that's what I wanted to call Susan Collins in Maine about. And
you
I would like
jail,
to
aren't
do
you
that.
A criminal?
Am I a criminal? No, I'm not a criminal, Tone. No, I'm not.
You were in prison, you said. You're a convicted criminal.
But that was due to circumstances to working for the government, Tone.
I don't
read
care
the
what
book.
It was.
Read the book.
It
did you read
matter.
The book, Tone?
You're still a convicted criminal.
No, I'm not. My name, I actually,
you can't
there's
call
no
somebody
felony.
Else that when you're the person that you're talking
no,
about.
No, Tone, I have no criminal convictions on my record as we speak
yeah.
right now. That,
remember,
they've been
because
cleared,
the Bible,
actually.
I have the right to judge you. You're a criminal.
All right, well, if you want to judge me and say I am, that's fine. That's fine. You have a right to judge
He's
me.
He's doing
okay.
a wordplay, man. He's doing a wordplay. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I know. And this is what Howard, this is what they'll do to me. They'll mute my voice on another radio show, and they'll dialect my voice and make me say something I really never said. I mean, and that's what they do.
You did say
just
that.
Mute, you know, yes, yes, and just mute him, a couple people said. But I don't like to mute people. You see, I'm not like commercial radio. I want everyone to have their say until people can't have their say. Then I'll mute people. And anyway, can I get that number up there for that senator again, somebody? Actually, no, I wrote it down. Hang on. I wrote it down. I thought I did. Susan Collins, the United States senator. All right. I believe this is it right here. 207-622-8414. I want to call this United States senator live on the air. I mean, what do you think, guys? Can we be serious enough to call a United States senator tonight? Do we have the balls to
care.
Do that? I mean, all right. Well, tell us you're going
to
witness this.
Balls
all right.
to talk to a senator.
We're not going to talk to any senator. What we're going to do is get a voicemail. And I'm going to leave a strong voicemail to tell them to turn the lights off, go home, and, lock the doors. Because this is a little bit ridiculous, and I'm sick and tired of this media propaganda and all this other nonsense that's going on while
yeah,
we Americans
you know
are suffering out there.
That I'll never forget is when Trump said that
what?
Our last president wasn't even born in this country. You mean propaganda like that,
well,
right?
That's well,
what you're
well,
talking
no,
about?
No, 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 no. No, no, Obama was never born in this country. He never showed a proper birth certificate. No, he did not, Tone.
Well, of course.
He was not an American.
Said that that's right. You're going to... You're the genius that everybody knows is being very
all right, well,
smart.
Well, Tone, let me do this real quick. Tone, I want to get back
there.
To that real quick. Maybe BitBanker will chip in on that. I don't know, because we did talk about this
it doesn't
before.
Matter who chips in. It's already been proven. Why are we going to...
Proven what?
Well on
proven what?
Already all right,
Tone, time out.
Like the
time
Russian
out.
Conspiracy.
Let me call this senator real quick, please. And then we'll get back to
okay.
that, okay? Let me call this
course.
Senator. I think this is the senator's number.
You've reached the Augusta office of United States Senator Susan M. Collins. If you would like to leave a general comment or message to Senator Susan Collins, you can leave that at extension 1314 or 15. If you need casework assistance or need to contact Chuck Mahalaris, you can do that at extension 10. Or case
not
worker Michelle Bisho at extension
11,
or State Office Representative Mark Winter at 12. Thank you and enjoy your day.
Enjoy my day. Hello?
Your call is being transferred.
Not good. I want to talk to somebody human. Thank you. Well, we'll get a voicemail this time for sure. I'm pretty sure of it. Hopefully. I can't imagine that much going on in Augusta, Maine. Think about it. Come on, someone answer the phone, otherwise I got to hang up. Come on now. My call's getting transferred to a ringtone. That's what they should have told me, I guess. Hello, come on, somebody. Hello, come on. Three more rings and I'll hang up. One.
Yeah, you ain't getting nobody.
Yeah, we're not getting anybody. We're transferred to nothing right now. You're right. I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm going to mute them, though.
You're transferred to what goes on in the White House. Nothing.
That's right. That's
or
right.
In D.C.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to mute it and just let it keep ringing. And then they'll give me a bell if someone picks up. So let it ring 1,000 times. How about that? But my point of it is what I was trying to do here tonight, folks, is I want to call these senators and find out why they got their head so far up their ass. I mean, what's going on here? Can't we get some – get? I mean, like, for instance, this radio show. Can we get a hold of somebody who can tell us what's going on? I don't want to hear about
like,
Frankston.
I want to know, too, Joseph. Like, I want to know – why our president is still in there for committing treason by conspiring with another country. Why don't we
our
do something about
our president committed treason? How, Tony?
Whoa. How did he commit treason?
Stop talking and I'll explain it to you guys. When he turns around on live TV and asks the Russian government to hack into Hillary Clinton, it's considered treason. You are going against
He didn't
your
ask.
Own
he said it'd be
country.
A good thing. He didn't ask. He said it'd be a good thing.
Yeah, no shit, Doug.
He didn't say he
did.
He said it'd be a good thing. Hey, someone in the chat room, give me the White House number.
Hey,
can you get a number for the White House, please?
Get the White House number.
This is the deal with retarded Trump supporters. They think that just because someone
doesn't
say the
N-word, tonight.
They're not racist. They also believe that just because they don't say the exact word, that it's not actually there. Well, sorry, guys. Unfortunately, you guys have been denying for so long. I remember Joseph about 6 months ago goes, there's nothing with Russia. Well, there's something with Russia now. What's your
there's
comment on that?
There's nothing with Russia.
It's all with
Hillary.
Hillary's
the one that made the uranium deal. What about the uranium deal, Tone? You know, and we're talking about things that we know nothing about.
What about the funds? What about the funds that were tunneled into the damn Democratic campaign and the DNC, all coming from damn Russia, into the Hillary Clinton Foundation? It is
not
against the law to collude. It's not against the law to collude with anybody. That is the president. Shut up, Lord. You shut up and pay attention to run your Uber mouth for a minute.
For a second, you're nobody, dude.
It is not against the law to collude.
You don't have
to
don't
collude
have
with anybody. That is the president's job. Okay? Collusion.
Listen, baby.
However, it becomes against the law when they collude, and that collusion leads to funds. Now, that's
Leroy,
against the law.
What do you do for a living? What do you do for a living?
I masturbate. I masturbate while watching on Jeremy Jones.
So, masturbator, how are you going to touch anything if that's all you do is jack off?
All right, guys, time out. Listen, guys.
Well, he's asking me a personal question. He won't even tell us what he does for a living, where he's at, his real first name. He won't tell nothing because he's scared shitless. Somebody might come whoop his Uber driving ass.
Okay. All
that's
right.
Why every time he's talking to you, you hear sirens in the background because he's in downtown New York City traffic.
Oh, there you go.
All
so
right, time out.
For a
listen, guys.
I'm scared, and you're not. Tell me.
I love you, Tone.
All right,
I love you too,
listen.
Man. I love
our I got the switchboard for the White House. Listen to me. Guys, I got the switchboard for the White House, and I got the comment line, okay? So let's do this first.
Can I be called Tone the Uber driver?
I want to know. You made a very big comment, Tone. Tone? You made a very big comment about Donald Trump.
Yeah, no shit.
And I'm going to let you do – Well, I'm going to let you go live on the White House switchboard right now. All right? And you're going to make that comment. Because I want you to repeat it because I can't do it as well as you just did. Okay?
But listen. You want me to repeat to the White House? If I wanted to call the White House, I would call the White House. I don't need you.
Well, I'm calling them, and I want to know. How about
then
that?
Talk
I'm calling them right
don't
now.
Don't try to force me to do something.
Thank
all
you
right,
for calling the White House comment line. The office is closed. Your comment is important to the president.
Uh-oh.
please call back between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Monday through Friday, your direct telephone number is 202-456-1111.
Right.
Once again,
brother,
our number is 202-456-1111.
Right,
information
right,
about
yeah,
the White
yeah,
House
yeah,
is available
yeah,
at www.
Yeah. All right, I'm calling the switchboard, and I want to talk to the White House because I want them to get their asses, put their foot up these senators' asses that are screwing with us every day. Why can't Donald Trump get anything passed? Because the establishment, because he's not a part of the Illuminati or the New World Order, and they won't allow him to get anything done whatsoever. Whatsoever. And Brother Mercy, hey, I'm glad you're back. I wonder what happened to you there. All right, go ahead here. White House, time out, guys. Time
For
out.
For quality
contact
and
White
training
House.
Purposes, this call may be monitored but will not be recorded.
Good. May not be recorded.
The White House.
Hey, how you doing, the White House? How you doing? Do you got a first name, or are you called the White House? Hello? Okay. All right. I think they got my number programmed in where they won't answer my call. We're going to call them back again. All right? Come on. I'll give it up to three times. That's three
For
times.
For quality and training
so.
Purposes, this call may be monitored but will not be recorded.
The White House?
Hey, how
Security
are you?
Guard.
My name's Joseph Gibson. Hello? Who am I speaking to, please? Hello? Yeah, they got me blocked. I could do it one more time, and after that, they could probably say I'm harassing them, so I'll do it one more
time.
Yeah, I know. Isn't this interesting? But hang on, let's do it one more time. I got a trick up my sleeve. Hang on.
For quality and training purposes, this call may be monitored but will not be recorded.
The White House?
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of the Humane Society. Hello, who am I speaking to, please? Ah, that didn't work either. Oh, well. I tried. Oh, well. Guys,
you should have asked,
another...
can I have extension? You should have said, can I have extension 666, please?
Yeah, I know. Brother Mercy, you're back on the line. We've been going out of here. Brother Mercy, what happened to
you? You should call Russia
you?
If you want to talk to our
Brother
White
Mercy,
House.
What happened? Hey, who do you want me to call? You want me to call Howard Stern? Brother
well,
Mercy,
got,
talk
I,
to me.
I got disconnected, but what I wanted to say was that, you know, I think the senators and those bad cops need to have their own insurance so that when they get in trouble, the taxpayers don't have to pay for it. So that's
there
the only
go.
Thing I'm upset about. You know, I mean, they should be just like we treat doctors. Doctors have their own malpractice insurance. When they mess up, that's why doctors people don't want to be doctors because they can't afford the malpractice insurance. And
See,
I think
that wasn't something stupid that you said. That was actually smart, Mercy. I didn't think that was stupid. People say you're stupid, but
I don't
think so. I think you have some good ideas sometimes.
And they should pay out their
you
own
know, that's
pocket.
The reason why insurance and health care cost so much in the United States. It's because if the doctor messes up and pulls out the wrong damn hair, you're getting sued for $1 billion.
I'd like to get another phone number for the United States Senator's office in North Carolina.
Why don't
I don't
you call
have
Russia?
That. I should have probably. Russia. Why am I going to call Russia? I can't call Russia. Nobody's going
to
answer over there. I don't speak Russian
Trump,
either.
You
so
get, you want to get information about the United States at your point, you should call up Russia.
Well, all right. Well, anyone else, you want to punch the number one and get on the program here tonight? Punch the number one. I know my private caller here. Some people say they have a problem getting through, so I'm just going to connect people right now and ask them if they want to talk. Private caller, go ahead. You're live on Blog Talk Radio. Do you want to speak tonight? Private caller, you're unmuted. Is this
no,
late? All right. Okay. Very good. Okay. I just was just checking with you. All right. And is Mandelicon out there someplace? Let me scan down the numbers. I've been wondering where the hell he's been, actually. We were talking about him last week because he really could have contributed big time. Mandelicon, where the hell is Mandelicon at? Hang on, let me scroll down these numbers here.
Leroy, you're not a security guard by any chance, are you?
MandelaCon, where are you, MandelaCon? Press 1, where are you? I don't see you anywhere.
What'd you say?
All right, I guess he's not on tonight either. I don't know. I don't see his number anywhere. I got 50 numbers on the line, so it's kind of hard for me to scroll them all through.
I can't hear you, Joe, so we're modulating you.
All right. Oh, well, there he is. There's MandelaCon. He pressed 1. There he is. Thank you. MandelaCon! MandelaCon, we are talking politics and all kinds of stuff. We had Dr. Ventura on here, and he ran away. I guess Tone chased him off again. I don't know why he did that, but we've been talking about how Brother Mercy's getting famous. Everyone's getting famous on satellite radio, thanks to me and my radio show, and I don't know why, but apparently this is all going to come to a head one day. But I'd really like to know, with this country, this tax bill, all this other crap that's going on in the news with this sexual harassment. What do you know, MandelaCon? What do you know, MandelaCon? Because he only talks about what he knows. I'm connecting him right now. Hey, MandelaCon, how are you?
Wait a minute. Hey, now, what's happening, Joe?
I'm doing good, brother. And I missed you last week. I really did, because we really needed you in the conversation a lot. And we had about 3 callers that said, hey, where's MandelaCon at? Because, you know, he would have enjoyed the conversation. So I don't know if you're okay or not. What's going on? I meant to call you this week, but anyway, talk to me, man. What's going on? Talk to me.
Well, actually, I've been. I don't know what it is in this year, but 4 people close to me, 3 women, not here right now, and I'm trying to figure out if somebody subliminally trying to take out my inner circle. So I'm going to the.
What do you mean someone's trying to take out your inner circle? What are you talking about? Is someone hurting you? Is someone? I don't understand what you mean. Are you being slandered? I mean, what's going on? Talk to me.
You know, that happens all over. But the fact of the matter is that one of my recent cousins, close ones, he passed last week, so I was out of town.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And I hope you're strong. And my heart goes out to you, okay?
And that's four of my inner circle family. I'm saying, damn, not somebody shooting them, not somebody's poisoning them. I don't know what's going on, but I know that people close to me that I interact with constantly there, then I don't know. But anyway, I'm in the suspension of disbelief about what's going on right now, man. I really don't have anything to say except this. I know that the people are going to have to come together and overturn these tyrants. And there's only one way to do it, without everybody killing each other. Because this here is not no joke. However, I see that people are just comfortable corrupt and doing what they want to do just to keep doing what they're doing, like something is going to miraculously change, you know? And I know that every day.
Amen. Yeah.
And the
true.
Local county, city, state, municipality, them bastards got to be arrested. I don't care if they're black with locks in their hair and fat asses. Well, I don't care if they say MandelaCon. I like black people. I don't give a damn. I'm telling you, we are being led by a handful of tyrants. And what gets me so upset is that we have people who say they're here to serve and protect. They used to write it on the cars. But somebody's getting protection. I know me and my people getting served. You know, we can serve some terrible lead. And that's some terrible circumstances to be in.
I agree with you 100%. MandelaCon, I agree with you 100%. And all my callers agree with you 100%. You're right. You know, there is a lot of injustice going on. The police department, the judiciary system is corrupt. And I'm not going to – listen, I don't want to argue with you, but it happens to all people. Maybe it happens to more on the other side, I mean, with other – the minority in the society today. And I face it myself.
That's not true. The majority of police shootings are white people get shot more than black people. Just as
no, yeah, I agree.
Shooting.
I agree.
They said unarmed shooting, not shootings.
I know, listen. You qualify for what you want to say. And let me qualify for what I want to say, right? Because, see, I know y'all put the race thing in there like it's an issue. The issue is you got an illegal legislature that has unleashed the Ku Klux Klan on the citizens of this country. Whether they don't get the water turned off, the lights turned off, or zoning something, such and such, such and such, these legislators are sitting back behind closed doors with the Praetorian Guard as they pass the most draconian laws. Your gas is too high, your garbage can sitting on the side, you turn on the red light, you didn't pay this tax or such and such, such and such. All that is a bunch of bullshit. You hear me? Now, I'm saying this. Y'all like these cats. Y'all keep talking about them. Y'all into American idol worship. To me, y'all worshiping these beasts. And when we should be organized together, but we can't do it because you don't realize that this is a class contradiction rather than race. The workers and poor peasants are catching hell. And then we hide behind, but we'll vote them out next time. Vote them in the next time. You even vote for Satan or the devil, and we all going to wind up in hell no matter which choice we make. While y'all talk about the books, right? The Bible, Torah, the Quran, this is some mystical shit. I'm talking about this is right here on the ground, in our face, and we want to do more divide and conquer and see who's a good guy or a bad guy. I'm telling you, this whole system is turned upside down. Anytime they can pass legislature laws while we don't have freedom, justice, and independence, the way our sons and daughters have to teach each other how to have oral sex and sodomize each other, I'm ready to destroy everybody. I'm not bullshitting, so I'm going to leave that alone.
All right, Mandalakon, you're right, and I'm going to give you your own show like I promised. I want you to be heard and invite your family and friends and whoever and do your own show. And Brother Mercy, too, I know you're interested in doing your own show on my network, and you're always more than welcome to.
How about the security
I'm sick
guard?
And tired.
Would you
I
give
mean,
him a show?
Excuse me, Tone?
Leroy, the security guard, would you think about giving him a show?
Leroy, the security guard. I don't think Leroy wants his own show, but if he did, I would give him. I'd give him his hour and a half. But
why?
I think Mandalakon.
I think he's hilarious.
Mandalakon. Well, Mandalakon has important issues, and I apologize if you're hurting right now. If you got a lot of things going on, and look, this is what I'm talking about, folks. And Tone, you need to recognize this too. You know, our country is in trouble. The land that we live in is in trouble.
Russia, and you voted for him.
Russia. You keep bringing Russia in. There's no Russians invading our beaches today, Tone.
It's a big problem. You could ignore it, but the rest of the world doesn't want to. A Trump supporter just goes on with rhetoric and never has any facts. And they choose to ignore a lot of other things by just saying, what Russia? But unfortunately, the rest of the world,
we all
know what's
going on. So what supporters should we listen to, Tone? So who should we listen to, Tone? Who should we listen to?
That's what your problem is you're looking for who you should listen to.
You want to answer my question. That's
the
problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. Look for the facts. That's what your problem is. Remember about a year ago, I talked to you and I told you about perjury. And you said, what are you talking about? In college, you have to check each paper in order for perjury? Well, yes, Joseph. That's why I'm telling you. Every college does that. You didn't even know that, yet you tell me you have a college degree. That's how we figure out where facts are. We have to figure out the facts. You don't know how to go about it, so you ask, who should we listen to? You don't listen to a person, especially a person that colluded with Russia, and you voted for him. But you can't be wrong. So that's what the problem with you
is. I didn't vote for anybody.
People
no,
like
Tone,
you
you're
wrong.
I didn't vote for anybody, Tone. The last person I voted for was
so
Ron Paul.
What about the country if you're not voting? Wait a minute. You
not
didn't
myself.
Vote.
Because your vote don't count. Because your vote don't count. It's a bunch of nonsense.
And you shouldn't be
the new law of voter controls our vote.
Are you legally allowed to vote, or are you a convicted criminal? Are you allowed to vote?
I'm illegally. Listen, Tone, stop slandering me for the Howard Stern show. Come on, knock it off.
How am I?
All right.
Slandering is something that's not true. Did you go to prison?
I went to prison on behalf of working
okay, so
for the government.
So you're
okay.
A convicted criminal.
Okay, shut up, Tone. Did you read my book? Did you read my book, Tone?
Why would I read it? Why? Tell me a good
He's still reading Green Eggs and Ham. He ain't finished that book yet.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't have an education. And this is what cracks me up about somebody like Leroy. Leroy comes out with little small clippets of things, yet he has no education to back him up.
No, I don't. You're right.
What's your authority, Tone? What's your authority? What backs you up, Tone?
What did I just explain to you? What did I just explain to you?
Nothing.
Nothing,
to be exactly.
I know my
gazintus.
Okay, so you didn't understand what I said.
No, I didn't, because you're talking in circles and riddles, Tony.
Riddles.
Tone, you have
common,
no God. Tone, you're
a
socialist.
Tone,
you're a socialist. Tone, you're a socialist. You're a socialist.
From somebody that's not an American.
Tone, you're a socialist. You're a socialist, Tone.
So what? You're a fascist.
That's
how
what
you
are.
How could you make a decision?
You're a Trump hater.
You're a
Trump hater.
You're a stolen bastard.
You're a queer
you're
lover.
Not very intelligent.
You love the queers.
You make up lies.
You love the queers.
You are, you
Tone,
are
you
the
love the queers.
Of the loser of America.
Tone, I remember a few years ago, I asked you if you were gay, and you flipped out on me. Are you gay, Tone?
Sure. I'm gay, yes.
Okay, you're gay. Okay.
Are you a gay
so
Uber
that
driver?
That wedding you talked about never materialized. I always asked you, how'd you make out with that wife that you supposedly had, and it never materialized. So you must be gay, number one, and that's okay. That's okay, though. We could still
What's
be friends. I'm not a
gay?
Convicted. No, I'm not a convicted criminal. No.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
you
no
are.
Such
you're
statute. Convicted.
And
what's
you're
a convicted
military.
Criminal?
You never
what's a convicted criminal?
Military.
I never read that in the law
book. All you did is
what's
go to
a convicted
jail.
Criminal, Tone?
Dude,
I went to jail.
How
I went to jail to work for the government, Tone.
You never
went
for the government.
I went to jail to work.
You never went to work for the government.
Then read the book.
The only thing you did in jail was rat out people. You're a rat. And you consider that working for the government.
So you did read my book. You did read my book. You did read my book, you sneaky little boy. You did read my book.
Okay. I don't know
he had to
why
get the audio version.
That I read your book because it would just
yeah,
validate
I know.
You are a rat.
Tone.
So did you? So in the book, did you
I'm a rat. I'm a rat. What's a rat? What's a rat? What's
a rat,
Tone?
A convicted criminal who turns around and rats on people in jail in order to save his own ass, probably because you got raped. And that's why you don't like homosexuals.
But I guess you
didn't
read the book then, because I was blackmailed. I was blackmailed into.
Did you ever get violated in jail?
No, I did not.
How do I know that?
You ever get violated in the backseat of your cab?
You have this thing against homosexuality. And trying to claim that everybody has a homosexual, like that's a bad thing. But the only people that would do that is somebody
well, it is
that's
a
been
bad
violated.
Thing. I mean,
having
we all know it was Adam and Eve, not Adam
you,
and Steve. You know, we all know it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Violated in jail? Did you get violated
no,
in jail?
No, I did not.
Victor Tom,
I just already answered
Joseph,
that question.
Joseph,
no.
Joseph,
okay,
let me say something.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Next caller.
Let me
say
something real quick. First of all.
Go ahead.
First of all, let me say this. As I stated earlier, United States and Russia were allies since World War II. So it shouldn't be a surprise that the United States is working with Russia.
Since World War
yes,
II,
they
yes, they
had
this.
Stupid
hey,
Charles,
yes, they
had.
We had. We teamed up. We teamed
idiot.
Up with Stalin to get rid of them, to pull back on Germany. What's the Berlin Wall all about?
He said ever since World War II, you dumb, stupid piece of
can
shit.
Can Brother Mercy speak, guys?
How do you know
I
him so well?
People, please. I don't want to mute people. Let Brother Mercy speak. He's been quiet and polite. Let Brother Mercy speak. Let Brother Mercy speak, please.
Let me finish. Before I was rudely interrupted, let me say this. Yes, I do believe they've been allies, and I believe it's all been a smokescreen when they talk about they were enemies. Hold on. Let me tell you why.
Come
because
on, Tom. Let him speak, Tom. Come on.
The reason why it was important for Russia to be our enemy is so that's when the nuclear race started. And that's when the United States had to build all these nuclear weapons, and that's when Russia had to build all these nuclear weapons. That's when the nuclear race started, because we were supposed to be enemies. So this whole enemy with Russia thing is so that we could build all these nukes.
Dude, you're a fucking idiot. Shut up.
Hold,
you don't know what you're talking about. Shut up. You make yourself look stupid.
Nobody knows
shut
nothing but Tone.
Let me say
Tone,
nobody
you
knows
know
nothing
all,
but Tone.
Tone, you can solve the world's problems right here on understanding the times in which we live in, Tone. You
I
really
could.
Of course his meter will be running.
Speak, right?
His meter and his cab will be running.
Criminal. What do you have? You can't even vote.
And so the thing is,
I bet you I got a pistol permit.
You got me on that one, Joseph. You got a pistol
permit.
Yeah,
I got you
on
that one.
Thank you so much. You bet me that you had a pistol permit.
Joseph,
you win.
Hey, Joseph,
that's right.
Now we got countries. Now we got countries all over the world that got nukes now. We got countries all over the world with nukes. Why? Because Russia and the United States are enemies, right? That's why. Because we worried about blowing each other up. That's the whole thing. That's why we built. That's why the military. That's why the military get a blank check.
You're an idiot.
That's why. No, I'm not an idiot.
Hey, Mercy, take another look on this.
Hey, Mercy. If you're not an idiot, where did you get this information from?
Listen, in order for you to build a military, there has to be a threat.
There we go. He doesn't know where he got his information from. He's just talking off the top of his head.
Where
if
did you get
so
your information from?
It don't matter. It's his opinion.
Mercy, listen to me.
It's his opinion.
Why when you and Joseph are getting made fun of on the radio, that people make fun of you and call you guys fucking idiots because of shit like this. You don't understand.
Well, what do they call you?
Stupid. Fucking awesome. A genius. Great.
Awesome. In your own little mind, maybe.
Tone,
that was good,
Tone,
though, Tone. I'll give you
Tone,
that.
Tone. Well, you know, you ever see those shows where someone gets a pie thrown in their face? Tone would get a pie thrown in his face right now. And the whole audience would
not
go.
A pie in the face. That was
a hair pie.
Rock your marks. That's it.
Hey, guys, keep going with the pie thing.
It's really working.
I'm going to let I'm going to let everyone wrap up the show tonight on their own, 2 minutes apiece, like I always do, to wrap it up, unless we get someone else who wants to jump in. But I thought we really started out tonight, and it's my couple minutes first before I do this. So please have respect, or I won't give you those couple minutes. And you can say whatever the hell you want. Okay, because that's how I do it. But, Tom, you brought interesting things here. I guess my show is, popular on satellite radio. I mean, Howard Stern, I guess, is making fun of me. People are talking about us. And, hey, I welcome the challenge anytime. If this is what show business is about. But my show is called Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. And I'd like to bring some closure to people out there. I would like to bring productivity to people out there so we can learn something and understand something about each other. And even if it's in humor or criticism or whatever, people want to flush toilets in the background, you could do that. I don't care. But the thing of it is, what I'm trying to say is I give people an open forum to talk on a very popular worldwide internet radio program. And that's my show. And if you can't respect that, what's wrong with you? Because everyone gets a voice here. Everyone. You call in, you get a voice. It doesn't matter. You, like Tone does, you can yell at us, you can criticize us, make fun of us, but people have things they want to talk about. People have stories to tell. People have comments. And that's what it's all about. And those are my closing thoughts to the program. And I'm going to go up the line here. And then Mandelicon, I want you to go first. And then if anyone else wants to jump in, press the number one, and I'll give you 2 minutes, okay? But I'm going to start with Mandelicon, and thank you for calling in tonight. I pray for you if you're having trouble. I hope things turn around for you because we really do enjoy your voice on the program, and I really want to give you a slot on this program. You got a lot to say. You got a powerful voice. You got a good radio voice. So, Mandelicon, take 2 minutes, and I'll go up the line for everybody. So, go ahead, Mandelicon, 2 minutes. The floor is yours.
On behalf of the people, people keep talking about this guy, you know, whatever the hell that is. And I'm sure that y'all know you're masters of what you say. Unfortunately, it's bullshit. If you lay the map of the world out, all you talk about is God and country. This country, God and country. You talk about other countries as though they're some aliens. And we're all in the car going off a cliff. If the eagle can declare itself omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, I'm God. I got the power of life and death over the world. I got the nuclear weapons. I'm God. Y'all, you know. I'm this and I'm the president, I'm the potent. Y'all some goddamn criminals. And I got to say it, rough rugged and raw. I'm sick of people using their religion, as the basis on how this great divine person that created this divine intelligence, this divine energy that created all human beings, that one of you, whether it's Hebrew, Israelites, Moors, Muslims, or Christians, you're using this as a basis to prove what? Is that you're the most brutal killers on the planet? I would
hang with somebody. One minute, brother.
I would be with Raheem, Jose, Junebug, Leah, and Ling Ling to be with Doctor this or Imam this or Cardinal this or Pastor this or Sinister this, because this is some real criminal stuff. But y'all got this shit turned upside down, man. Somebody need to turn the right side up. So I'm saying this, that hurt people hurt people. I listen to how y'all interact with each other. Y'all in pain, but you want to throw the Bible on the table like y'all some authorians, right? Like y'all some great, noble, ethical people. Ain't nobody going to get no beneficence out of this. Nobody going to show no penitence out of this. Y'all in kill or be killed. Ain't no way to get around it. And I'm saying this, that hurt people hurt people. Y'all do it in words, actions, and deeds. And they go out there and say, well, God told me to do this. And I'm doing this for country. Do y'all think that this divine intelligence needs y'all carnal asses to fight for God?
10 seconds, brother. 10 seconds.
Do any of y'all honestly believe in your warped, mentally ill mind? I don't give a damn if you're a CIA operative, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, or cop. Do you honestly think that this divine intelligence needs your carnal asses to be out here enforcing what? Unrighteousness. So we all in the car going off a cliff. You hurt people, you're hurting people. And this has got to end. That's what I got to say.
I agree with you 100% what you just said. That was a great closing. And before I get to the next one here, family show that I do, family and friends show. Like I said, I know there's some family members here listening in. They interrupted this show big time and in the beginning, and I don't like that. So we need to get into that too. But anyway, let's see. My next one would be Brother – Brother Mercy's next, Tone. Don't worry, Tone. You're going to get your say. I promise. You know that.
I just follow him because he talked about the Bible. But go on.
All right. Go ahead, Brother Mercy. Go ahead. 2 minutes. Floor is yours.
Yeah, I was going to say, first of all, the problem is, and we got a lot of problems, you know, the problems with the local government, with the police force, where the KKK has infiltrated into the local police department. And that's the reason why we got a lot of killings going on with that, number one. So it's a local issue, and I think people have made a local issue a federal issue, and that's the reason why we got part of the problem, because we're not attacking the problem. And the problem is our police officers have their own insurance and pay for their own misconduct and for their own mistakes. Number two is we got also our lawmakers at the federal level who are getting into all kind of trouble, and guess what's going on? The taxpayers at the taxpayers' expense. So everything that's going to local levels happens at the federal level, and that's why our taxes are going up every year, because our senators are not acting properly and professionally. And they're getting in all kind of trouble. And when they get in trouble, they get sued. Guess who pays for that? Us, the taxpayers. So at the end of the day, whether we argue, fuss, or fight over this radio, we'll end up paying for all of our leaders' mistakes. That's really what's going on at the end of the day. And that's what Brother Mercy cares about. Because really, they should pay for their own mistakes like we do. If we're hardworking citizens that go to work every day, for the most part, we pay for our own mistakes. No one pays for our mistakes. That's number two. Number three is that the United States, and you know, you don't have to agree with this. I mean, this just freaks. The facts are the United States have bombed Japan. They've also nuked the Marshall Islands. You can Google all these things. Also, the United States is the only country that have used nuclear weapons in war. They're the only nation who have used them, and they always cry that they're under a threat of, you know, somebody's going to attack them. So they what they call preeminent, or they attack first theory. That's what this country does. So first, during the Reagan era, it was the Russian threat. We was afraid Russia was going to nuke the United States. So now the United States has to build all these nuclear weapons. And just to let you know, Russia and the United States have 93% of the world's nuclear weapons.
All right, 30 seconds, brother, 30 seconds.
So my question is, why does two nations own 93% of all the nuclear weapons in the world? See, that's a problem. Two nations should not have all the nukes. So we got a real problem with that. So because they're afraid of the threat, that's how we got to build more nuclear weapons to attack. So I just wanted to say that, you know, it's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. The enemies that's in front is not always the enemies behind us. So the people that look like they fight against each other in front of everybody, a lot of times they work together. So I believe that
all
Trump right
Brother
now
Mercy,
trying to
thank
get
you.
The message to get a big deal signed. That's just my opinion.
Thank you, Brother Mercy. And we got a new caller here who wants to chip in at the end here and give her 2 seconds or his two minutes, excuse me, and I invite everyone. You want to get 2 minutes to have a final say, you can have it. So please, everyone give respect and listen to everyone who has to speak. Unknown caller, go ahead before I get to Leroy. Go ahead, and then Tone at the end. Go ahead, private caller, what do you got to say? What's on your mind?
Am I open?
You're open.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes,
First, I have to say my condolences to my most noble Supreme High Commander, Honorable Brother Mandela Khan. And thank you, Honorable Joe Gibson, for this format. I am Angel Lady Love, listener, inspirer, friend, emissary. First of all, we are being distracted by these employees. We've got to remember all of these employees have been playing games with us all the time. Many of you just starting to pay attention to it. We the people are the government, and they're supposed to ask us what do we want and need. These distractions are all about, you see this common denominator theme, sex and judgment. But I know about Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, judge not yet ye be judged. And it's somewhere in there in Romans about chapter.
Hey, hang on. Give everyone their respect, 12. Please. Please, otherwise I got to
and more emphatically,
callers.
Romans chapter 2:22. But also, I'm trying to say right now, I don't know if I've given you this before. I hope you all can write it down. StopSmartMeters.org, RefuseSmartMeters, MeterS.com, SayNoToSmartMeters.com, and SmartMetersEducationNetwork.com. Look it up in your states and see if they have bills. These are exploding. They are bombs. They're calling them AMIs, Alternative Metering Infrastructure. Honorable Mr. Elon Musk has said that any device that can communicate with another device is a robot, and he's calling them killer robots.
Yeah.
In addition to that, pay attention to the fires. Most of them are caused by these smart meters, like at 2nd and South in Philadelphia, and our fire department and other personnel are told to not disclose the cause of it. They're being put into homes by way of the electricity company, all of the various, if you will.
All these smart meters, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. I won't take away from your time because you still got 30 seconds left, but I want to say those smart meters, you're absolutely correct. And just to put a little plug in here, next show I want to talk about the violence in Baltimore and what's going on in Baltimore lately and Chicago, and we're going to analyze that and call the mayors of both those cities live on my next show. So, but go ahead, Angel Lady Love, go ahead. You have 30
okay.
seconds left.
And
go ahead.
All of these public utilities, I have no electricity because they are using this to force me with bully boy tactics, not due to non-payment of bill. And the target year isn't until 2023. So why do they have to shut me off? Because I don't want a smart meter that explodes? I can't get anyone to pay attention to this, and until it hits someone's doorstep, I paid attention to Michigan.
Angel Lady Love, you're telling me you can't get electrical service unless you obtain a smart meter?
They shut me off because I won't take that meter.
Oh, my Lord, we got to address this. We got to address this on the next show. Oh, my.
And in addition to that, the telephone company is shutting off my phone because I don't want fiber optics. Fiber optics, if the electricity is not on, you can't use a telephone. And all batteries explode, not only the lithium batteries. They're supposed to have an 8-hour if the electricity shuts off, 8 hours of telephone. That's not even functioning. And they explode. All batteries explode. Look up these safety panels that's in every store. That's like walking into a microwave oven. I've seen the children even squeal when they're being pushed in with those strollers. They're being electrocuted. Also, all this Wi-Fi and wireless stuff, I have definitive evidence. They didn't say more studies need to be done. It raises the body temperature. It raises the glucose level. It is causing sugar diabetes. I spell it out. Sugar diabetes.
I agree.
You hear me?
Angel Lady Love, I've got to get
Thank
to the people that have been waiting. Yeah.
Now,
listen, you need to call in earlier because these subjects we need to address. You're absolutely correct. And I didn't know you were going through this type of tribulation here with the electric. Listen, these are subjects that we have got to address together, everyone. Because it's going to affect all of us, these smart meters and all this other nonsense. And BitBanker probably should queue in maybe on the next show, and we need to talk about this. This is very important. But before I get to Tone, okay, Leroy Dickinson, go ahead. Angel Lady Love, just stay on there. I may get back to you, but go ahead. Leroy Dickinson, go ahead.
Yeah, I love picking with Tone, and he can insult my intelligence and everything else as long as he wants because – it don't bother me. I got a lot of people that respect me. And I get out here on the show with you and everybody else to cut up and have a good time. If I wanted to get seriously deep in shit and be all serious, I would go get a colonoscopy. But other than that, you touched off on Trump, the prisoners that Trump helped free from China a while back in the beginning of the show. And, you know, he can't do nothing right. They're turning that around now and calling it was a racist move because he wanted to bow down and kiss his feet and say thank you, Mr. Trump, and all that. Nah, that's just bullshit. The guy's not going to be able to do nothing right for the whole time he's in office. No matter what he does, that is right. And Tone said something about hosting a show. I couldn't host a political show or anything like that. I don't get into it all that much. Now, you start talking about electronics or and things like that and computers. Now, that's something I can talk about for hours. But, you know, that's a totally different thing. That's why I don't host a show, because that's what I'm into. And I can only speak intelligently
on
the things that I know about.
Leroy, do you understand what the last caller called in about smart meters and everything? Would you like to talk about that?
That's my last point I was touching off on. That's the last. I wrote it down so I won't forget.
Okay.
It's the last point. Smart meters, yes.
All right.
They actually tricked me into getting one. When they first started installing in the neighborhood, which was 5 years ago, I told them I didn't want one. Because why? They got an RF chip in them that gets excited, and that's how they read them. Well, I'm into ham radio and amateur radio and all sorts of other things. And you know, if I can make a damn TV scramble up from RF, then I'm sure I could damn confuse that RF chip in there and make it come out or read the wrong things or something like that. Well, they came out here one day to do some work. And I didn't notice it at the time. They installed the smart meter then. And when I called them up bitching about it, you know, they just gave me the runaround, this and that, because there was supposed to be an option where I could have it leave the standard meter on there. And what I've been thinking about doing just for shits and giggles to really piss them off is I was going to go get a damn tin bucket, run a ground strap to it, stick it down to the ground, and put the tin bucket over the meter. This way the RF won't go in there, and them some bitches have to get off their lazy asses and walk around and read that damn meter. And, I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, you know, but you have smart meters. That's a whole other situation. I mean,
yeah, you're right. That's
it, goes by,
topic.
It goes by, exactly,
yeah.
It goes by what frequency they're operating on, same with the cell phones and everything like that. I mean, you know, is RF exposure bad? Yes, of course it is. But at what limit is it bad? That's the next topic. I mean, people are living longer and longer these days than ever before. We have cell phones now for 20 years. And there's been, you know, RF, and there's RF going through us every day since the 20s from AM radio stations and stuff. If it was so bad for us, we'd all have been cooking a long time ago, not living longer. So there's a limit. You're right, there is a limit. And but that's like you said, that's a whole nother show, and that's a show that I can speak wisely about because I have plenty of experience in these fields. But anyway. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to pay attention to the end of the show.
I think, Leroy, hang on before you close it out. I think Angel Lady Love and all of us out there, maybe even BitBanker, that would be an interesting program to do in the next couple weeks where we could talk about this RF
and these smart meters and all this stuff and how it affects our lives, our brain waves. I mean, how it affects our minds. I mean, and we,
to be honest with you, Joe, the only thing I see it affecting are these kids in school walking around like zombies out into the middle of the roads and falling down drainage pipes because they're too busy looking at the phone. That's what it's affecting.
I agree with that. You're absolutely right. And that's a show in the future. You're right. Angel Lady Love, that is a great topic. And I know you're an authority on that, so that would be something that you could be an authority of. And we need to really try to get a show together in the next few weeks on that, especially after football season. But go ahead, wrap it up so I can get the tone here. Go ahead, Leroy. Go ahead.
No, I'm all done. You go ahead. We go ahead and get the brother Tone over there. He's I'm sure he's got something to
all
say
right, brother
for sure.
Tone,
he's never
brother
short
Tone, yeah, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to have your say. And then anyone could rebuke Tone, but I just want to say in the beginning of the show, like I said, I do family and friends show, and that opened up the door here for some people harassing me on my show. And one of them is, Sabrina was text messaging me. We know, some of us know who Sabrina is, bombarding me on my cell phone during my radio show starting at 6 o'clock and family and friends show. You know, guys, you got to have respect. You got to have respect, you know, and we'll handle these issues again in the future on the air because, you know, but anyway, I've got many people on the line tonight that don't really care about my family, and so they don't want to talk about that. So, but Tone, the floor is yours. You've been waiting patiently, so go ahead. The floor is yours for the next 4 minutes. Go ahead.
Thank you, Joseph. Once again, like I say every time, it is true. Joseph gives an opinion to everyone. You guys see what I say to him, and he still allows me to have my opinion. I give him respect for that, by all means. He really does give people a voice. I love that on this show that people can yell at each other. Some people can take it a lot more. Leroy can take it. Joseph can take it. People like Brother Mercy, where they have their opinions, which Brother Mercy is a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. He's not very intelligent, and it always reminds me of a child trying to describe Santa Claus to me. Yet I know already that there's no Santa Claus, and it's hard for a child or an uneducated person to understand that somebody is smarter than them because they think that they know the facts. Unfortunately, without studying, it's like somebody saying that they're strong without exercising. How does that work? It can't happen. You have to exercise in order to build your muscle, and your brain is a muscle that has to be built. So I don't understand how people think that their opinions, and which everything has been an opinion on this show and rhetoric, there hasn't been any facts. The fact is that Russia did collude with the United States, and Russia colluded via Trump and Trump Jr. and people, Paul Manafort, and they're all getting busted. And no matter what happens on that, they're going to continue to deny because that's what stupid people do. If you see people get pulled over on the street, they tell the cop, I wasn't speeding. There's so much evidence there, and they think by denying it that they're sounding intelligent or that nobody can prove their point. It just
shows. Hang on, Brother Mercy. Hang on, Tone, real quick. Brother Mercy, I'm going to let you rebuke what Tone has to say at the end here. So don't go away, Brother Mercy. Go ahead, Tone. Continue on.
Perfect. And then on the other hand, you have people like Peter Ventura. I call him a bitch. Yeah, do I go too far? All the time, dude. But that's the greatest part about this, is we are able to talk like men. And if you're not able to handle that, it cracks me up because he's sitting there telling you to support Trump, Peter Ventura, is saying to support your president. The president says something, makes fun of handicapped people, makes fun of people right to their face. And that's
no, we don't.
But the second somebody calls him a bitch to his face and he says, oh, don't say that. My grandson's here. Well, too fucking bad, bitch. You need to learn how to be a man. And I'm sorry that you're part of a cult and that you devoted your life to something that's not true. I'm sorry. You're the same as any other religion that did the exact same shit. I apologize, dude. It must be a shitty feeling to understand that. But it doesn't matter what happens. People that are weak, like Mercy, he's so upset right now. I got under his nerves. But that's what dumb people do. They don't know how to handle it. So they have to come back with all these other things. Earlier he was talking about Russia and totally forgot about the Cold War until I mentioned it. Then he mentions the Cold War, which totally disputes his point. And then he comes back with, we're allies. He's an idiot. And when you point out these idiots, they don't understand it. They still want to talk. They think they can talk themselves out of it.
stupid people, you can't fix people. But as an American and as a man, we have to stop fighting the stupid shit that Trump has developed in this country and divided people. We have to be brothers in arms. We have to be brothers as Americans.
So how do
we
fix it? How
people.
Do we fix it?
We
hold on. Be brother in arms?
We're fixing it. No. Brothers in arms. Exactly. Yeah, our military is brothers in arms, and they have different views, whether it be Democrat
right.
or Republican.
Okay, all right, Tone. So, all right, Tone. I gave you 4 minutes. Hang on, Tone. I'm going to give you 30 seconds, and I want Brother Mercy, because you criticized him right off the bat, and I want to give him a chance to defend himself, because that's not fair to him. So go ahead, Tone. Take 30 more seconds, and Brother Mercy, please jump in.
So as Americans, guys, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. We are Americans. We have to stand up. And if you can't take criticism, don't say anything. Don't give an opinion that you have if you can't take anything. And as for Brother Mercy, I understand, like, it's hard sometimes for me to pick on somebody that's stupid. But I have to do it in order to point out that he doesn't know what he's talking about. And he could say whatever he'd like, but I would love to hear the genius thing that he has to say now. So I'm going to be quiet and let him listen. And let's hear how many mistakes he makes. In this comment, I'm going to count. I'm just going to make a little buzz sound whenever he messes up a word or a sentence. Go ahead.
Brother Mercy, go ahead, brother. Defend yourself. You're not stupid. I know you're not.
First of all, let me say this. He said I was offended by his comments. And in my closing statements, I ain't even named him. So let you know that you're really not that important to me, number one. Number two is this. The Cold War, in case you don't know what the Cold War is, Google it. It means a war that never happened. When you say Cold War, it's not a war, idiot, because it never happened.
No, that's what the cold part means, you dumbass.
No, listen, wait, let me finish, Joseph. That's what I mean by smoke screen.
Let him finish, Tone. Let him finish, Tone.
That's what I mean by smoke screen. It's a war that never happened. So now they got you thinking. Hold on. Let me finish. By the name, it sends you the message that we're at war. But we're really not at war with Russia because it's a cold war. It's a war that never happened. So hold on, let me finish. That was my point.
Let him finish, Tone.
That was my point. But you thinking a Cold War means we're enemies. Now, what kind of sense does it make to have a war that never happened? To me, if it never happened, there's a reason.
There's a reason why it didn't happen.
And that's because, hold on, the reason why it never happened is because behind the scenes, United States and Russia got agreements. And see, these agreements you don't even know about, and you're not even talking about.
Where did you get the information?
Tone, you're offended by the truth, Tone. Tone, I've noticed you're offended by the truth. He's offended by the truth, Brother Mercy.
Am I offended by lies?
No, you're offended by the truth. Because you won't allow the truth to be told, because you keep interrupting, Tone.
Explain your point. How am I offended by the truth? Explain your point.
And then now what Donald Trump is trying to do, he's trying to get a deal signed with Russia, which is why they don't like Obama, because he kind of goofed it up when he put restraints on Russia and he put all these things on Russia. And that's why they hate Obama.
All these things. Because
Obama put all these restrictions on Russia, which stopped the deal. And the reason why Ukraine war happened is because there was a deal that Ukraine was about to sign the agreement.
Tone and Brother Mercy, we've got to have a really serious dialogue here because they're going to cut us off in 60 seconds. I just want to say we'll continue the conversation next Thursday.
The reason why you failed out in school is because you're a fucking idiot. Do you not understand that you're stupid? You can't blame
Trump for what's going on now if Obama got to blame Bush. Real simple.
That's true.
I agree with that. But Brother Mercy, you brought some interesting points up about Russia. You really did.
Listen to me. All they did, all the rhetoric was stop saying you inherited a problem, Obama. You said you could, but now it's all of a sudden it's Trump's excuse.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a black man, it's fine, right?
John, do your due diligence.
Trump ain't blaming Obama.
I challenge your lackeys anytime, anywhere, any place. Brother Mercy, I'm sure, would join me on the side. Leroy would too.
But
you want Tone? I'm going
to
tell you right now. And your lackeys are on satellite radio because they were kicked off of FM radio because they would split hell wide open if they died today. All right?
And a cult.
Hey, listen. Great, guys. It was a great show tonight anyway. It was still a great show. But anyway, they're going to cut us off in like 5 seconds. I want to say God bless everybody.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Tone.